With that, we welcome you back inside the cave here on 96.5 FM, streaming, that's right, on 96.5thecave.com. Happy Friday. My name is Ian Wendt, Andrew Morton, Tristan Kendrick here as well. We're hanging out till 9. And on the phone line, we have Tecumseh Indians head football coach Greg Dolson. Good morning, coach. How's it going?
Things are great. How are you?
Doing well. So let's dive right into it. Your team coming off a really good performance against a Grass Lake team that's competed for the Cascades championship the last few years. What was it like to get win number one under your belt?
It felt really great. You know, it's the first time we've won our first game in a couple years. First time Grass Lake has actually lost their first game in a few years. So it was a big win for us. Just super proud of all the kids, of how they persevered through the night. It was so hot and humid, and you know, we play at a pretty good pace, so we got to be in shape for that. And at the end of the game, I was just really proud of the kids, how they just closed out the game. We got some stops when we needed to at the end of the game. We were able to run the ball like the way we wanted to at the end of the game and shorten it. And I was just really impressed by how mature they were and how they handled the adversity all night. So when we walked away from that game, that's what we talked about. That was a big growth moment for us in terms of attitude and the way we go about our business. So I was really proud of them.
In my opinion, I think your team is one that's on the rise here in Lenawee County. What's been the one thing that's kind of built you to this moment? You know, I think you're ready to jump onto the scene here, but if you could talk about maybe the leadership on your team.
Yeah, so, you know, we've taken our lumps the last couple of years, and it's partly because we played a lot of young kids hoping to get to this point. And so the seniors that we have right now, we have about 10 of them, they've been playing since they were sophomores. A lot of the juniors that we have on the team this year played a lot of games last year as sophomores. So, you know, most of our crew, while they're young, have played a lot of varsity games. And so what we like about that is, when they show up on Friday night, we're not getting the old deer in the headlight look. And so they just go about their business. And that's what we've been talking about all year long is react with poise. That starts with me. I know a lot of people probably look at me on the sideline sometimes and think, man, that guy's a little erratic at times. So that's something that we've all just been talking about, is we know adversity is going to hit us at some point, and how do we react to it? And that's what's going to get us through to the game at the end of the game. And last week was a perfect example of that. We threw some picks. We fumbled the ball, but our kids just kept their heads down, and we just played the next play. And that's the thing that with our group is that they're buying into that and they're listening to that. And then they're not only listening to that, but then they're executing it in the game. So I would say it's a lot on the kids. You know, we're the same coaching staff, but, you know, it's just the kids making a decision to buy in and playing for each other. And that's been the biggest turnaround for us is no one's looking around saying, when am I getting mine? Who's getting the ball next type deal? Everybody's just playing for each other, and it's really cool as a coach to be a part of a group like that.
Well, good morning, Coach Andrew Morton here. That's great that you have the kids buying in, and especially after having a kids there for a long time and being in the program. So like going into this year and after obviously having the game won, what is really like stood out to you in the aspect of the game, like the defense, the running game, or like the passing game? Which one has really like kind of like popped for you and like kind of been like a happy surprise?
I would say right now the way that we're playing defense. I mean, we had 7 turnovers last week. You know, we were able to get stops when we needed it. We, as a defensive staff, went into the room last year and said, okay, what can we do to get our kids in a better position? And it just really came down to simplifying things on defense. So we don't play a lot of coverages. We just do what we do, and we just get the kids just are really good at it and know where they're supposed to be. And I think that's really helped. And then I'm really pleased with our O-line. We're young. We're not very big, but they know what they're doing. And when we start playing with pace and we pick it up, it's hard for the other team to play at the pace that we do. And that's been the thing that I think for us offensively has been a big turnaround is just year two of understanding how to play at that pace and think fast and play fast. And it's been fun to watch.
Tecumseh Indian head football coach Greg Dolson joining us on the phone this morning. His team travels to Gull Lake tonight. So will our own Jeff Bowman. He'll be on the call The game will be here on the Cave. Speaking of that, Coach, what's a player besides obviously the quarterback position that Jeff is going to call their name a lot, whether it be a linebacker, maybe a running back? Who are some of the main players on the team that Jeff's going to talk about a lot tonight?
I think you're going to see two quarterbacks, and I'm super proud of with their attitudes this year, because both kids could start on any team in our league or anywhere in the county, and that's junior Jake Burns and senior Jaden Amaya. We're blessed to have two kids that can play and play at a high level, and they're two competitive kids. They both want to start, and they both get after each other every day in practice to start, and we don't really have a starter. We just go with, Jake gets some time, and then Jaden gets some time, and then, we had a conversation with both those guys at the beginning of the year that said, hey, if one of you guys aren't playing quarterback, the other kid's going to play receiver, and they bought into it, and they do that. So when Jaden's out there at receiver, he's a big threat. When Jake's at receiver, he's a threat. And they both throw the ball well. They both run the ball well. Joe Ben Scooter's a kid that I think people are going to start to notice. Big kid, big tight end. He's a problem when he's running down the middle of the field for teams. Gavin Chenevy on the other side is electric. I think probably the X factor for our team, and needs to see the ball a little bit more than he does. But he's fantastic. And then our two backs, I'm really proud of Draven Langston and AJ Bryan are both solid kids too. And then defensively, we just show up and work, and every kid seems to be in the mix somehow or another. And the guy that kind of leads that group is senior Keenan Rydell. We watched the film last week, and if Gavin Chenevy at safety didn't have four picks last week against Grass Lake, Keaton would have been the defensive player of the game. I think he had 10 or 12 tackles. He had two tackles for losses, and he's just flying around. And the best thing about Keaton for me is, this young man is really kind of grown up. And I think anybody that knows Keaton, would say the same thing. His maturity this year, the way he's handling himself personally in school, is translates on the field. Just everything he does, he's doing it the right way now, and I just couldn't be more proud of Keaton as a senior.
Tecumseh Indian head football coach Greg Dolson joining us inside the Cave. I'm sure we'll have time later to talk about the SEC when you get into conference play, but the task at hand tonight in Gull Lake, second straight road game. What sort of challenges does Gull Lake present, or what are you expecting to see?
Well, for first thing, guys, let me correct you guys, because half of the town is probably going, what are they talking about right now? But we're home tonight against Gull Lake.
Oh, you're home. Okay.
Yeah, we're home. So you don't send your crew out to Gull Lake, or they'll be in the wrong spot tonight, okay?
Okay, well,
come on, Ian.
I don't know why in my head I thought you were on the road. Sorry, Coach.
Nope, no problem. So Gull Lake is a triple option team. They're a Division III team, so they're going to be a little bit bigger than us, which is okay. And we looked at the schedule this year, and we were trying to select some games. We liked the opportunity to go with Gull Lake because it's going to be a group of kids and size-wise and speed that we're anticipating and seeing in the playoffs. So, we've been talking about all week, like, this is an opportunity for us to experience what a playoff team would look like for us. And so we have to be disciplined this week on defense. With the triple option team, you have to play assignment football. And that's what we told our kids this week. Just do your job. Go to your assignment. Don't do anything else. And we feel like with the speed that we have on defense, especially at the back end, when Jake Burns is back there at safety, when Gavin Chenevy's at safety, we feel like we're going to be able to get down in the box and play option pretty well. So I'm expecting us to play well on defense tonight. I think we are too. And then defensively, like I said, they're gonna have to understand how to play with pace, because we're gonna try to pace them. And when we do that, we feel good about how we play at the end of the game, because most teams, it's hard to replicate that, in their practice. Just like it's hard for us to replicate triple option, we don't really do it well. So it's hard for us to do it on scout team, but on the back end, it's hard for other teams to play as fast as we're gonna play tonight on offense.
Tecumseh Indian head football coach Greg Dolson joining us inside the Cave. Coach, both pieces of paper we have in studio that were given to us said you're on the road. So I'm glad you clarified
that.
Whoever
those people are, we'll have a conversation with them. But I can assure you, we are at home tonight.
Okay, that's good. I'll let Jeff know. All right, Coach, I appreciate your time. And, of course, good luck tonight at home against Gull Lake.
At home against Gull Lake, 7 o'clock, Indian Stadium. I think that we might be the only team in Lenawee County playing tonight. So hopefully we can see some people out in the stands come out and enjoy a football game. You know, whether you're an Indian fan or not, if you're a high school football fan, I think this will be a good game for you to come watch.
Absolutely. And again, I appreciate your time. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk later on.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Coach. All right, there we go. Tecumseh Indian head football coach Greg Dolson joining us inside the cave as his Indians take on Gull Lake tonight at home, 7 o'clock. Indian Stadium, that's right, the only county team in action tonight